Hello, once again, Internet. And yes, we released it on schedule this time.
Yay!
It's the Kim Jong-il show. It's Made Men Tell No Tales. Yes, and this week, as always, I'm Carter Vance.
And I'm Am Barrett.
And this week we're bringing you something a little different, but our email address is still the same. It is mademantellnotales with dots between the words at gmail.com. Or you could just go to our website, mademantellnotales.blogspot.com. And you can hear about all kinds of cool things. We'll give you links there, that, then, there. Okay, so this week, instead of talking about one movie, what we've decided to do is both of us have made a list of the top 10 movies that we're looking forward to the most in 2010, going from 10 to 1, with 1 being the highest and 10 being the lowest. And we both made these lists. We've just looked at each other's right now, and we're going to, each of us are going, we're going to go down the list, talk about why we're excited for them, why we might be worried that they might not be as good as we're thinking, or something like that, and just sort of discuss that as we go along. So I'm going to let Adam start off. Adam, number 10 pick.
To throw you a bone here, The Expendables.
The Expendables. Okay. Now, why are you looking forward to The Expendables?
I just want to see the result of getting so many action stars thrown into one movie at once.
The Expendables, for those who don't know, it's an action movie. It's an ensemble action movie directed, written, starring, probably produced by, music by, cinematography, lighting, food crew by Sylvester Stallone. And it also stars Jet Li, Jason Statham, Bruce Willis, and Arnold Schwarzenegger have cameos, Terry Crews, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Eric Roberts. Basically, it's the best cast for a movie ever. Now, the trailer is online. The trailer looks awesome, and I will hear no bad spoken of it. People are player hating on that trailer. They're all like,
I'm sorry.
This doesn't look that exciting.
I'm
this
sorry.
Looks stupid. And I'm like, Jason Statham threw a knife into some guy's head, son. What are you talking about? This movie looks like the best thing ever made. The only pain is waiting until August to see it. Now, so what, you're excited just because you want to see what the heck is going to...
Yeah, and of course the following sequels with Chuck Norris and
one hopes,
et cetera.
One only hope. Now, I do have one concern about this movie is that the producer of it, Avi Lerner, has been talking about how he's not sure what way to cut it. They're considering an R-rated cut and a PG-13 cut. Now, a PG-13 Expendables would still be powerful. I'm not going to deny that. And it is true that the violence in PG-13 movies has been on a steady increase, which is good, because kids need to be exposed to these things.
Okay, then.
But I would like an R-rated Expendables much more. We need gore and swearing.
It's like diluting an acid something?
Yeah, it's like diluting an acid. You want that full acid in your stomach. You want that. You want it.
All right.
Okay, so my number 10 pick is the remake of Red Dawn. Now, I know this might come off as a big surprise to a lot of you, now, when I say I'm anticipating some of these things, it doesn't really mean I necessarily think they're going to be great. It just means I'm more interested to see them, which is what I'm going to explain here. For those of you who don't know, Red Dawn, the original, it's a kind of cheesy, semi-classic from the 1980s. It's about a Soviet invasion of the U.S., so it was, during the Cold War. And basically, the entire Soviet army gets defeated by, like, 5 American teenagers.
Yeah.
It's kind of a dumb premise, but it's kind of a decent action sort of movie. Kind of one of those Saturday afternoon watching it on TBS sort of thing. It's not something you go back to often, but it's on. You'll watch it. Now, the reason I've been kind of looking forward to this new Red Dawn is just, again, like you were saying with The Expendables, what the heck is going on here? Because Red Dawn is one of those movies that's very, very tied to its era. You can't really put that in any other era other than that point in the Cold War.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to even do? Like, have China invade?
It is China. I was just
really?
Going to say. Yeah. The reason I'm not dreading it as much as I once did, just the concept of it, is that there's only been about 2 things released from this movie so far. It's no trailer yet. And the trailer is kind of going to be the tipping point for me, whether I say, okay, this looks okay, I'm going to go see it, or man, this looks horrible.
Kill it with fire.
Kill it with fire.
Kill it with red fire.
Perhaps. But the 2 things they've released are a poster which it's just, it's a very neat poster. It's just a red star with a little Chinese symbol in the middle of it, and it says, you know, Red Dawn, and then it says the tagline, which is, they are here to help. So it's kind of, and the other thing they released is a photo of what the sort of complex that the Chinese use looks like. It's got these banners on it. It looks really neat. Now, again, same premise as before, American teenagers fighting off communist invasions with the power of being Wolverines! Now, that is the one thing I hope is in this movie. They better scream Wolverines at some point, or Jesus Christ, this movie's gone. So that's what I'm expecting. Wolverines, stupid action, things exploding. Now, here's the reason this is why you should probably be dreading this. Okay, the guy who's directing this has directed nothing else. Okay, unproven commodity.
This could be amazing or
unproven. Unproven commodity. He has done things in Hollywood. He's a stunt coordinator usually. Now sometimes putting into a stunt coordinator into director's role can work, particularly with action movies. I'm thinking right now of Yuen Wo Ping. He did stunt choreography and things like that before he did. He started actually directing things like Iron Monkey, things like that. But it's also resulted in a lot of horrible things. Now, this is, again, primarily an action movie, so it could work out. The other thing is, the cast is mostly unknowns. As it must be said, originally Red Dawn, the characters in that were mostly unknowns. Now, they're well-known now. It's people like Patrick Swayze, Charlie Sheen, C. Thomas Howell. But they weren't well-known when it was made. So it might launch some careers, who knows. But it's a lot of unknown, mostly teen actors, or teens to early 20s, which is, you know, appropriate for the casting. The most well-known actor in it is Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who was the comedian in the movie version of Watchmen. He plays a lieutenant colonel, I believe. A movie that I want to see more about before I make a decision, but the premise is intriguing, and I expected it to, I just wanted to look at one look at the poster or something, and that is horrible. I'm actually mildly intrigued. Okay, so on to your number 9 pick, Adam.
I'm going to say Cop Out.
You're going to say Cop Out?
Yeah.
Which is, that's the movie with Tracy Morgan and
Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Okay, and it's directed by Kevin Smith, but not written by him. It's the first movie that he's directed that's not written by him. Now, I might disagree with you, but why are you looking forward to Cop Out?
I want to see Bruce Willis in a comedy role, and I think the...
You know, Bruce Willis was primarily known for comedy before Die Hard.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing. I want to see a return to that, okay. And I want to see just kind of a really good and well-done kind of buddy cop movie.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for Cop Out, and it didn't leave me that enthused, I gotta tell you the truth. I like Bruce Willis. I think Tracy Morgan is a likable actor. I really like him on 30 Rock. You watch 30 Rock?
I've watched a few episodes.
Yeah, but he plays Tracy, basically plays himself on the show. Or a very exaggerated version of himself. But the premise is okay. It's a buddy cop premise, whatever. But the trailer didn't leave me too enthused. The jokes they were making in the trailer weren't really hitting for me. Now, that may be because it's a Green Band trailer. This is an R-rated movie. Maybe they can't put the language in there. That's certainly a possibility. But I don't know about Kevin Smith. The other thing, it's an action comedy. I don't know about Kevin Smith directing an action movie. I know it's not written by him, but I don't know if his directorial style is really going to fit in with this.
Yeah. I don't know. It might work. What's your number 9?
My number 9 pick is Green Zone, which is
the Bourne Adventures.
Yeah, AKA Jason Bourne's Iraq Adventures. Now, this is a reuniting of the guy who directed the last two Bourne movies, Supremacy and Ultimatum, Paul Greengrass, and Matt Damon, teaming up again. It's an Iraq war story. Basically, it's just about Matt Damon plays a soldier. He's looking for WMDs in Iraq. Shady conspiracy dealings, that sort of stuff. It's the kind of movie I enjoy. I like the kind of, you know, shady backroom CIA, what's going on.
Smoking Man.
Smoking Man, you know, that kind of stuff. It looks good. It looks like the action. I mean, it looks like a Jason, one of the two Jason Bourne movies.
It really
and
does.
Really, I like those movies a lot.
And that's my main criticism of it, is that...
It's very similar to that. I'm not going to deny that. But, I mean, I want another Bourne movie, and this is the closest thing we're going to get. And it looks like they've got a good cast of actors. It looks like, you know, not very well-known people other than Matt Damon. I think Matt Damon is kind of... He's underrated as an actor, actually. I think he gets a lot of flack for certain things, but...
I'm Matt Damon.
But he has a kind of charisma to him, if it's understated. And I think the movie will work as an action thriller. I don't know about as a commentary on the Iraq War. That may be too far gone for it.
I don't know. It's Matt Damon. He's going to be... He's like that. I don't know.
Iraq War movies have not been very good. Lions for Lambs, not very good. And The Valley of Elah, not very good. I hear good things about The Hurt Locker. I haven't seen it yet. I want to. I'm going to make a point to see it soon. Generation Kill is good, but that's based on a book about it. Green Zone is also based on a book, but it's based on a fiction book. Again, not necessarily saying it's going to be the greatest movie ever, but I think it'll satisfy the need for kind of a grown-up kind of action thriller. Again, don't know about it as a political commentary. We'll have to see what there. But the movie, the trailer, the action looks solid. I mean, a lot of people complain about that shaky cam thing that Paul Greengrass does. Personally, I don't mind it in his movies.
It's not nearly there's a
thematic,
as bad as...
Well, there's a thematic context for it in his movies. Not nearly as bad as something like Michael Bay.
Ugh.
But yeah, I feel like it'll be a good movie. And that could be a great movie.
Yeah.
Okay, number 8 for you.
I'm going to say Predators.
Predators, the...
The sequel to Predator.
Well, yeah, okay. Why are you looking forward to this one?
I want to see what they do with it. For an action sci-fi movie, the original Predator was good.
I like Predator a lot.
Yeah.
I like Predator. It's a good movie.
Yeah. So... I want to see if they can return it to that before it went into the
Alien versus Predator.
Into the awful
Alien versus Predator Requiem.
Yeah.
Predator 2, which is not terrible, but it's not great either.
I want to see them try and return it back to its former glory.
Yeah. You know. I am kind of shaky. I almost put Predators on my list. I'm not really sure how to feel about it, honestly.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, if they ruin it, it'll crash and burn.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Now, Robert Rodriguez is producing this, not directing it. The guy who's directing this is this guy, a very good name, Nimrod Attell. I don't want to make fun of the guy's name because it's probably a common name. I don't know. I don't care. But anyways, he's made a couple of movies. He's made Vacancy, which is an okay horror thriller. It's not terrible.
Really.
He also made Armored, which is that movie with Lawrence Fishburne and Matt Dillon, which came out in December and was quickly forgotten about.
Yeah.
Which leads me to believe that it was not so great. But I don't know. Maybe with Rodriguez guiding him, he can kind of make something work here. Now, you know the cast, right?
Yeah.
Weird casting choice. Cillian Murphy and Topher Grace for an action movie.
Bloody Grace.
I don't know about that.
He ruins Spider-Man 3. If he ruins this, I'm going to have to, like, have a personal vendetta against him.
Yeah, that's a weird casting decision. Now, maybe they're going for a sort of a more horror movie tone, maybe. Like, maybe they're saying they don't want, you know, big, bulky guys because it's sort of going to be about more the Predator kind of stalking them. I don't know about that. That is for seeing the movie.
I want the battle of wits again.
I don't know about it. It seems on shaky ground to me. I think ultimately what's going to decide it is A, the trailer, and B, I want to see a picture of what the Predator looks like in this movie.
Yes, because that is very, very,
very
important.
Crucial to the success of the Predator movies. Yeah, mixed feelings about it. I might see it again. Like Red Dawn, I'm waiting on a trailer for it.
Yep.
Okay, so my number 8 pick is Robin Hood, the Ridley Scott upcoming directed version with Russell Crowe as Robin Hood. Now, I saw the trailer. Basically, this looks like Gladiator set in medieval England.
Yeah.
And I don't just say that because Russell Crowe is the main character. A lot of the shots look similar. Yeah. A lot of the kind of tone of the movie looks similar.
But the thing is, though, it's Ridley Scott. And another movie that's similar where I can draw some parallels here is Kingdom of Heaven. And I really liked Kingdom of Heaven.
So. I have mixed feelings about Kingdom of Heaven. But I like Gladiator a lot.
And Gladiator, especially Gladiator.
I like Gladiator a lot. This looks like the same kind of tone, same kind of ideas. Yep. Again, maybe not innovative. Ridley Scott, never really an innovative director, more of a craftsman.
Yeah, fair
enough. More of a guy who puts together solid genre thrillers. He did American Gangster, Body of Lies.
He puts a lot of detail into it.
He's detail intensive. Now, originally, the scripts for this were about, they had kind of this interesting revisionist kind of idea where the Sheriff of Nottingham was going to be the hero. That got scrapped. Now they're going straight Legend of Robin Hood kind of stuff, which I think is good because, let's be honest, there's never really been a good movie version of Robin Hood. The closest thing I can think of is the Disney Robin Hood.
Oh, God.
I mean, maybe if you want to bring up Kevin Costner's fine masterpiece, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, or I should say Mel Brooks' Robin Hood Men in Tights, which is...
That was a good Robin Hood movie,
but it's not really definitive. So if they can do a definitive Put in the Legend version of this, I think it'll be very good. It looks like they have good action sequences. We haven't had kind of a... Since, I guess, 300, we haven't had really a sword and sandal kind of action movie. Which this one, you know, might fill the void. Although, oddly enough, there's kind of a surge in it this year. You're getting Prince of Persia, the remake of Clash of the Titans, and this all coming out within a few months of each other. So it'll be interesting to see where things kind of stratify there. But, again, Russell Crowe, Kate Blanchett's playing Maid Marian. I like Kate Blanchett. Could be, you know, I think it'll be, again, like Green Zone, I think it'll be a solid genre thriller. A genre piece. I don't necessarily think it'll be a glowing masterpiece, but I think it'll be fun. Okay, your number seven pick.
My number seven pick, I'm actually going to say here, I'm going to go out on a limb a bit and say I'm not looking forward to it per se, but I want to see what they do with the remake of Clash of the Titans.
The remake of Clash of the Titans?
Yes.
Okay. I saw the trailer. Have you seen the trailer?
I have seen the trailer.
I liked the trailer.
I liked the...
A lot of CGI.
Yes.
A lot of CGI.
But it needs that.
It needs that, because you can't do what they did in the original anymore with the puppets.
3D coming out, I've heard, with
3D. Sam Worthington.
I like Sam Worthington.
I like Sam Worthington, too. I liked him in Avatar.
Yep.
Which is currently breaking box office records worldwide.
Yes, it
is. Despite being a rip-off of Dances with Wolves with very pretty pictures.
Fern Gully Forest.
Yeah. My feelings on Avatar notwithstanding. I think, for the record, I think it's a good movie. It's just not a great movie.
Yeah.
But anyway, Clash of the Titans, the original, I think, is emblematic of a certain kind of cheesy 80s fantasy movie. It's not a masterpiece. I think
I want a postmodern take on this.
I don't know about postmodern. I think it'll be probably darker. Oddly enough, when I saw the trailer, I thought this looks like God of War, the movie.
Yeah, I guess I could see that in a bit. I want to see Liam Neeson as just kind of the sadistic kind of...
Yeah, Liam Neeson's playing Zeus.
Yeah, I want to see him as like a sadistic kind of Zeus who
that's the most interesting casting choice here to me is Liam Neeson as Zeus. I don't know about it. It seems like, again, very heavy on the CGI. That can go one of two ways. It can either work like it does in Avatar, or it can be very distracting and loud, like in the Transformers movies. So I don't know about it. It seems to me like... And I've seen the trailer, too, so it's not really even a situation of wait for the trailer. I guess maybe wait for the reviews.
Yeah, wait for some more info, maybe reviews.
Yeah, I think it might deliver, like, as a solid genre thriller, but again... A lot of CGI. Robin Hood doesn't have a lot of CGI, at least in the trailer, so it'll be a little more down to earth. This, of course, I mean, obviously, it has mystical creatures. You gotta use CGI.
Yeah.
But.
Just don't go crazy with it.
Yeah, just don't go crazy with it.
Pirates of the Caribbean 3, best example of that.
Yeah. Very overuse of it. So, let's move on. My number 7 choice is Iron Man 2. Now.
Okay.
A lot of people may say that's pretty low for Iron Man 2. And the reason is, I think it'll be basically the same kind of idea as the first Iron Man. solid superhero movie. Doesn't really do anything to innovate the form, but really crystallizes a certain idea that, you know, good performances, funny, action is good, that sort of stuff. I saw the trailer. I wasn't as enthused about it as a lot of people were. I think it looks good. I don't think it looks spectacular like a lot of people do. I think maybe those people are comic book fanboys. Who knows?
Yeah, probably.
But I think it's an interesting casting choice to put Mickey Rourke in there as the main villain. He looks good. I think he's got a certain quality to him that makes him appropriate for this sort of work. Again, looks like a lot of action. Robert Downey Jr. was excellent in the first one, so I've seen no reason to... I want to see what they do about the character that Gwyneth Paltrow plays, Pepper Potts, because in the first movie, she really didn't do much.
No.
And I've read in the, you know, the press junkets about this that she's going to have a more active role in this. There's going to be some tension between her and Tony, which, if true, I think will be an improvement over the first one. I think this will probably be better than the first one just because it'll have an actual villain. That was my one little problem.
Less exposition.
Less exposition. I mean, you do need that exposition because a lot of people aren't familiar with the character, so you got to kind of explain where he's coming from, what his deal is. Here, you don't need that. You can start off right away with the story. You can get right into it. It looks fun. It looks like a summer blockbuster that has, you know, that's solid in that way. That's why it's not higher on my list. Again, I am an Iron Man fan. I like the comics. I like the first movie. So I am anticipating it, just not as much as a lot of other people are.
Yep. Okay, mine?
Number 7, yes.
Yep. I'm going to say Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland, the Tim Burton Alice
Wonderland. Yes, the Tim Burton Alice in Wonderland. I say this apprehensively.
Okay. I am also apprehensive. That's why I didn't put it on my list.
Yeah. I want to see it. I want to see what they've done with it. I like the original Lewis Carroll story, but that's...
I've never actually read Alice in Wonderland.
Disney version?
Yeah, I've seen the Disney version.
Yeah, that's the way everything seems to be. But I like... Because the thing about the original Lewis Carroll version, too, is that...
He said he wrote it while he was high on opium.
Yeah, and it's a bit darker than what's really hinted. And I want to see what Tim Burton does, because he's going to take that dark angle and do something interesting with it. But
well, you know it's not a strict adaptation of...
No, it's like following... Yeah, it's following.
It's kind of a sequel.
Which is why I'm more interested in it, too, because he's more expanding on that kind of world that's created there. Okay. The problem is...
Johnny Depp, crazy mugging for the camera.
Dear God, I hope he doesn't go too...
Cage.
I'm not too worried about Johnny Depp, because I think he's a good actor. I'm worried about everything else just getting out of hand.
It's a lot of CGI, which I understand. You need to. It's a fantasy world. You need to create it. It's like Avatar. At the same time, that can be really distracting.
Yeah, I just don't want them... For instance, Helena Bonham Carter...
Is the Queen of Hearts.
I'm worried about the enlarged forehead and some of the ridiculous...
She's only there because she's sleeping with the director. Not that I have anything against Helena Bonham Carter. I think she's a good actress. But have you ever noticed that ever since she got married to Tim Burton, she's in, like, every Tim Burton movie?
Yeah.
Think about it, people.
Yeah. But that just makes me think of way too many lines. But I just don't want too ridiculous of flourishes, you know.
A lot of our friends are really looking forward to this.
Yeah.
So a lot of our friends are people who think they're goss. I don't know.
No, they're
Let's
more...
Let's insult our friends over the internet.
They're more... I don't even know. They don't fit categories
well. No, that's fine. But yeah, I am... I'm mixed on it. I'll probably still see it because it's around my birthday, so I'll probably just get people to go see it as a thing for that. But I don't know how much there is there. And the other thing, Tim Burton, I have mixed feelings on him as a director. I think he's a far better visual stylist than a storyteller.
Probably.
Here, at least, he is working with source material, though he is sort of expanding on it. But he is working with source material, so he has something that will kind of ground him.
Yeah, because if you leave him ungrounded, he will go crazy.
He will go nuts, and he will make Mars Attacks. Now,
God, that's although an awful movie.
And now that I think about this, the other remake that Tim Burton did was Planet of the Apes. Consider this, people. Consider the Monkey Mark Planet of the Apes.
Although in
there's no Monkey Mark in this movie.
Although he did do the original Edward Scissorhands. So.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yes, he did.
He did that by himself too.
He did, so I don't know. Mixed feelings on it. I understand where you're coming from. Didn't make my list quite.
Yeah.
Probably still gonna see it, but somewhat apprehensively. Maybe waiting for reviews.
Yeah.
Or, well, we've seen the trailer, so that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay. Your number six.
Six. Toy Story 3.
Okay.
Both because I like the first two Toy Story movies. Those are kind of classics from when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I still like them. I still think they hold up because there's a lot of jokes in there that you don't really notice until you get older.
Yeah.
Like the fact that when Mr. Potato Head screwed around with the facial features, then he says, "Hey, I'm a Picasso."
Yeah.
Like that kind of stuff. The fact that, you know, what are you looking at? Your hockey puck, that kind of stuff. I think, and I've seen the trailer. The trailer looks like it has that same kind of funny,
quirky
kind of tone to it. Again, Pixar has always made good movies.
Always,
I can't really think of a bad Pixar movie. My least favorite is Finding Nemo, and that's still an okay movie.
Yeah.
So that's still all there. The one concern I do have is that the director is kind of an unknown quantity. He's this guy, Lee Unkrich, who he's mostly an animation unit director. This is his first time actually directing something, so meh. But at the same time, it's in-house at Pixar, so it's not going to be that big of a deal.
He's going to be tempered if he tries something crazy.
Yeah, like. The only other little problems I might have, they're introducing new characters, which is fine, but maybe they might not be appealing. The one guy they have is played by Guy Pearce.
Yeah.
I don't know about putting that kind of cast.
I just don't want, because it's an expansive list of characters already. I just don't.
Yeah,
want to
you might
hands.
Get overload. That's the one problem I see with it. But on the other hand, it'll be thematically relatable because the kid's going off to college. So there you go. It almost
theme.
Like the Toy Story has grown up with our generation.
It's
always tracked our attitudes about our toys.
It really has.
Because now the kid is throwing them out.
Yeah.
Or taking them, you know, he takes them to a daycare, and that's what it's about.
Oh, God. Poor toys.
Poor toys, yes. Okay, so your number six pick.
My number six pick is Shyamalan's...
M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong.
His,
I'm a racist!
His shying away from what a twist, The Last Airbender.
Okay, the adaptation of the cartoon, Avatar, The Last Airbender.
I really like the cartoon.
I know a lot of people who like the cartoon. I have never watched it.
Yeah. For a cartoon, I think it's really good. Like, I think...
Okay. People will claim it. I have never gathered up the time or enthusiasm to watch it. People say it's really good, and I believe them.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to see, first off, okay, if he does do What a Twist, then don't make it idiotic or something. Like,
he's probably going to do it.
It was the trees. Like, come on.
Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan's kind of one of those guys who's hit that well far too often, and it ran dry pretty quickly. I would say it ran dry around Signs, I think.
Signs, interestingly enough, the only horror movie that's really scared me. But
really, you liked Signs.
Well, I did like Signs just because it scared me.
Really? I didn't find it that scary.
Well, no, that's... I don't know. I
guess that's a personal thing.
I have an alien phobia.
I guess. Signs, eh. I like Sixth Sense and I like Unbreakable.
Yeah.
Those are good movies. Afterwards, Best Left Untalked About.
Yeah.
But the thing about this one is that it's the first time Shyamalan's not... He is writing the screenplay, but obviously it's an adaptation of something else. So he's not doing all of it himself, which I think is probably good because I think he's very good as a director, as
just
a screenwriter.
Yeah.
He is pretty bad.
Yeah.
But I think it looks... The idea is interesting. The trailer that was released was very short, and it didn't really show a whole lot.
Yeah, but as someone who's seen kind of the original source material, too, I think it's going to be faithful, which is important, because...
You want it to be at least somewhat.
If he changes it too much, it'll ruin kind of the original charm.
Okay.
But...
I don't know what to think about it. I'm waiting for a longer trailer, honestly.
I want a longer trailer,
because, as I said, the first trailer didn't really show us a whole lot of what was going on, exactly.
Yeah.
It was just kind of, it was kind of very vague. But on the other hand, yeah, it's a tough call. I considered putting it on my list just because it does have this kind of mystical, like, I've read plot descriptions of the cartoon and it seems interesting. And this is actually, oddly enough, now I want to know who keeps giving, who gave M. Night Shyamalan a $200 million budget for this movie after his last three movies tanked.
Maybe because they're...
It's an adaptation and they think it's got an automatic built-in fan base.
I don't think if he had the original source...
they would not get that money. Probably not, no. That's true. So, a movie that... it's also the first in a part-in-a-plan trilogy.
That's following the kind of plot arc of the original as well,
okay.
So...
Okay. I'll take your word on that. Okay, so, number five. My number five pick, Inception. Inception, the upcoming Christopher Nolan movie that nobody really knows what the hell the plot is about.
I kind of like that, though, because he's leaving it mysterious.
Really do like it. I really do like those trailers because they give you enough kind of intriguing images and things where you're trying to put it together but you can't quite. And there's something to be said for going into a movie where you're not sure what exactly it is about. And there's something to be said for just sitting down in the theater and being surprised.
Yeah.
And I think this is what this movie is going to deliver to people. It's going to have, it's going to have action. It looks like it's good, but it also, I think what it's going to be in an ideal world. Here's what I want from it. I want it to kind of bring together the cerebral Christopher Nolan, like Memento, Insomnia, Prestige, and the action-oriented Christopher Nolan of his Batman movies.
Yeah, I want to see that come together.
If he can smash those, if he can put those together in a way that connects and makes sense and is logical, I think it'll be probably his best movie.
Yeah.
The problem, of course, is the trailers have been so vague, we don't know exactly what it's about yet, and there's always a danger when you're doing that because sometimes they only do that because the actual plot isn't that interesting.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily fear that here because it is Christopher
Nolan.
It's
Christopher Nolan. I mean, he did stuff like The Dark Knight. I don't think it's going to be...
No, I don't think it'll... At the very least, it'll look very nice and it'll have good action sequences. Yeah. At the very, very minimum. Interesting casting choices.
Yeah.
You've got Leonardo DiCaprio, Ellen Page... Michael Caine is in there as well.
Yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. A lot of Ken Watanabe.
Yeah.
A lot of good actors in this one. I think just the main danger is we don't know what it's about yet, obviously. But we've seen a lot of intriguing images. Like that trailer, the second trailer they released, where the city, like, folds over on itself.
Yeah.
Like, that's just an interesting, like, you're just trying to, like, why is that there and what's going on? And, you know, that speech he gives about, you know, what's the most resilient parasite, an idea, and, you know, I have to steal the ideas. And people are saying it's about going into people's head, like, their dreams, and the tagline is, your mind is the scene of the crime. So it's got to be, it's obviously something about, you know, the conscious mind and things like that. So if he can bring together the action and the cerebral ideas, it'll be a masterpiece. Even if it's not a masterpiece, I think it'll still be an entertaining movie. It is coming out in the summer. But I think Christopher Nolan's kind of one of those guys who's managed to bridge kind of quote-unquote intelligent filmmaking and also, you know, the action-oriented side.
Like, really good action, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, so you're number five.
My number five, I'm going to say... I'm going to say Robin Hood.
That's your number five. So it's higher... Why do you have it higher than I did?
It's Ridley Scott. I like Gladiator. I like Kingdom of Heaven. I think this is going to be like that, and he's just going to continue it. Maybe refine the form a bit more, too.
Maybe. Could. The last thing Ridley Scott made was Body of Lies, correct?
Yeah,
Body of Lies.
I have many problems with it, though.
I know a lot of people didn't care for Body of Lies. I liked it. It's the kind of thing I like. It's light green zone. That's kind of idea.
It bothered me how he switched from Southern drawl to Arabic and that.
Yeah,
really
there were weird logical inconsistencies, but I thought it was a pretty good movie. So yeah, Robin Hood. Okay, that's your number five. Okay, number four on my list is Shutter Island, which is it's an adaptation of a novel by Dennis Lehane, who also wrote Mr. Crow. I have read the novel.
Mm-hmm.
I like the novel a lot. You know, a lot of trailers for this have already come out. This is the one that's coming out the soonest out of all of these things. It's coming out in just a few weeks, so we're going to know what it's like soon. Test screening's very, very good for it. Mm. But the main reason I'm excited, Martin Scorsese. He's probably one of my favorite directors.
He is a brilliant director.
And this is a horror, a psychological sort of horror story, which a lot of people were surprised about when they heard Martin Scorsese was directing it. But I think he directed the remake of Cape Fear in 1991 with Robert De Niro.
He did too, didn't he?
Robert De Niro. And I think that's a very underrated movie, actually. I think that's a good kind of horror psychological thriller. And if he kind of captures the same sort of ideas here, gets the same kind of acting out of people, Ben Kingsley is in this movie as well. Yeah. Very good.
You got to be careful with Ben Kingsley. That's my one thing.
Okay, Ben Kingsley is the kind of guy who will take any job you give him.
Yeah.
He's also in Prince of Persia, and he was also in Blood Rain. So maybe Ben Kingsley is not the best indicator of a movie's quality. But on the other hand, it looks like he's normal Ben Kingsley and not crazy Ben Kingsley in this movie.
Yeah.
So it looks like a movie, like the sort of psychological thriller that I want to see more of, like movies like Silence of the Lambs, Seven, that kind of idea. I like this kind of story. I liked the book a lot. That's another reason I'm looking forward to it. The book has a lot of interesting kind of twists and turns. If they can wrap it all up, and the visual design from the trailers looks very nice.
Oh, very nice.
There's that scene in the trailer where he's holding the woman who's his dead wife, obviously, and then she just kind of fades away into the, and yeah, there's things falling, and that's a very cool kind of image. It looks like a horror movie that's not going to rely on kind of blood and guts kind of horror.
It's like an old style horror
movie
about
the inner workings of the mind, much like Inception in a certain way, which is odd because they both star Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes,
but about the inner workings of the mind and how that can create horror. Okay, your number three pick. Number three.
Is it number three or is it my number four?
No, because you went first, so.
Oh, okay. My number three, I think we're starting to go into a bit of repetition here.
Okay, we'll just say it. Then
I'm going to say Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2. So, now, why did you have it higher than I did?
I really like the original Iron Man. It does stick to kind of the superhero.
Yeah, see, I don't think it expands the form like something that the Dark Knight does.
Yeah.
That is my, like, almost like Iron Man establishes the fantasy and Dark Knight is sort of a repudiation of that fantasy.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I like the contrast between the two, but at the same time, I think it did expand the form a bit because instead of, like, you're just typical, like, I'm the do-gooder, look at me, I'm so moral kind of. He was a jerk. I like that. He was a complete
jerk. Yeah, I mean, he was a likable jerk.
He was a likable jerk, and that's what I like about it. It was fun, and I hope that this continues. I hope it doesn't follow kind of the superhero arc where you have, like, first is good,
second's
better,
third is god-awful.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't follow that arc, but I think the second is going to be better. Hopefully they'll have more than 12 seconds of fighting an opponent.
Yeah, that was my one big problem with Iron Man. There was no good villain. It was also like my problem with the Ang Lee Hulk as well.
Yeah. But anyway, that's why I've rated it higher.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, my number three, and this is probably going to be the most controversial choice on this list. Okay, it's the remake of the A-Team. The remake of the television show from the 80s. Now, right up front, I'm not really a fan of the television show. It's a brilliant premise. The execution leaves a lot to be desired.
Oh, it looks so good from the beginning.
I know, that opening, like,
it
promises
epic.
So much.
And
you're like, oh my god, this show's going to be...
And then it ends up being the worst and most cheesy 80s action thing conceivable.
But I saw the trailer for I was not looking forward to this movie. And then I saw the trailer.
The trailer is what exactly galvanizes me against it, though.
The trailer makes this look like basically kind of it kind of looks like it's harkening back to not the 80s action movies so much, oddly enough, as the mid to late 90s action movies. Movies like The Rock, Con Air, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Where big budgets, lots of explosions, you know, summer popcorn movies.
Quirky and fun a bit. In a sense.
Yeah, quirky and fun, kind of, you know, one-liners going back and forth.
Yeah.
But, you know, very polished cinematography, but good actors doing it.
Yep.
And also minimal CGI or CGI used to enhance previous.
On that note.
Okay. Yeah, I know there's something you want to get to, but let me just finish.
Okay.
Okay. I like the casting a lot. Liam Neeson looks awesome as Hannibal. Bradley Cooper, good choice for Faceman. Charlton Copley's kind of an unknown quantity at this point. We've only ever really seen him in District 9 because that was his debut role.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what he'll do, but from the trailer, it looks like he has the voice down at the very least for MODOK. A lot of people have objected to Quentin Jackson as B.A. Baracus.
We need Mr. T.
Yeah, they're like, well, give Mr. T. Well, Mr.
He needs a cameo or something.
Oh, he should. Actually, no Mr. T cameo. That's the one thing
I'm so disappointed. Oh, well then. Oh.
But George Pappard is going to have a cameo, and so is the guy who played Face Man.
Okay.
And they offered Mr. T a cameo, but he didn't want it for some reason.
He's trying to reject. He's trying to make a new identity.
I guess. As a motivational speaker.
As a true hero.
I don't know, man. That's just stupid, Mr. T's part. But a lot of people have objected to Quentin Jackson as B.A. Baracus. I actually think he looks pretty good as
B.A. Okay, my biggest objection...
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
It looks ridiculous at times. It looks utterly ridiculous. You know what? At first, I thought the trailer was... it was like, wow, this is going to be a great movie.
Yeah, it has the music. It has the narration, you know.
It has narration.
10 years... Well, it's 1 year ago, but... Yeah. They did change two things. They changed two things in that. One, they changed it to 1 year ago, and two, they changed it to Soldiers for Hire instead of Soldiers of Fortune.
Soldiers of Fortune.
I guess
better.
You can't say Soldiers of Fortune anymore because of, I don't know, Blackwater or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, what were you saying? Sorry.
I really liked it at first. I was like, wow, you know what? I agree. This is going to be great.
Yeah, it's
and
got
then...
the A-team van driving.
And then they pull the cheesy 80s action trick with the tank in midair.
Okay, yeah. The end of the trailer, there's a scene where they're flying in the plane, and the plane the wing gets on fire. It's being shot by another plane. They drop a tank out of the plane. Bradley Cooper gets in the gun position of the tank and shoots down the other plane.
First off, it doesn't even look like it's a Hercules plane that would actually be capable of carrying a tank. And second off, tank in midair. What is wrong with this?
Well, okay, yeah.
Laws of physics.
It looks dumb. Like, it looks... It's not going to be a smart movie. Don't get me wrong. It looks like a movie with a lot of explosions and... But likable actors...
I don't mind that. I really liked it.
Likable
actors, I thought, you know what? This is going to be great. And then they went and pulled the bloody cheesy 80s action trick. And I don't know if it's supposed to be some kind of homage to the original.
It probably is. The original's a ridiculous show, Adam.
But I want it to be legitimate.
I guess, but, like, it's harkening back to the spirit of that. It's, you know, ultra-masculine and testosterone and cheese. And yeah, it's dumb, but it's good actors doing it. They're having fun. You're going to go there. You're going to pay your, you know, $9 or whatever. You're going to get your popcorn, your soda, and just sit down and watch it and enjoy it. And the director is Joe Carnahan. I like. He made a movie which I know a lot of people don't like, Smoking Aces.
I like
Smoking Aces a lot. I think it's kind of interesting and, you know, fun in a sort of ridiculous, over-the-top way.
I like Smoking Aces. I also like Rock and Roll on a kind of related...
Yeah, that's Guy Ritchie.
Yeah, that's Guy Ritchie, though.
Although the same sort of style of filmmaking. I don't know. I understand your objection to it. At the same time, it looks like it's got a lot of cool stunts. The one thing that could happen is CGI overload. That is a risk.
Yeah.
I want most...
like the tank.
Ideally... Shut up. Ideally, most of the stunts... You can't just drop a... That has to be CGI, Adam. You can't drop a tank.
That didn't stop them from using a magnet attached to a helicopter to, like, pick up a car thing going on. I mean, come on.
I guess, but you can't drop a tank. They have to rent the tanks from the U.S. Army. You can't damage them.
You could buy an old surplus Russian tank. It would work.
I guess. No, A-Team's All-American, Adam.
Yeah, well,
that's what the A stands for.
You just dress it up as an Abrams, and then you drop it.
I guess. But...
It had a parachute.
It had several parachutes,
Exactly. See? And they're shooting at a plane in midair from a tank that should be dropping way faster than it is.
It has parachutes, Adam. That parachutes inhibit everything. Makes you drop slower than molasses, son. And another thing in the trailer, they used... I love it when a plan comes together. They got the lines. One more possible risk. There is a female character. There are no female characters in the A-Team.
Again, I thought it was going to be great until I saw that scene.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I'm looking forward to it. It looks awesome. Okay. Your number two pick.
My number two pick is Shutter Island.
Shadow Island? Okay, why did you have a two spaces higher, but why did you have it higher?
Because it's Scorsese, so he's an epic director, so I...
He's made some... People don't realize, okay, though, he has made a couple of crappy movies.
He has. But this doesn't look like one.
No, I'm not saying it does.
I'm just saying
he's not unimpeachable.
Oh, yeah. Well, no one's unimpeachable, I mean.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay, fair enough.
Even The Godfather has some flaws, I mean.
The Godfather has a lot of flaws.
Yeah.
Main one is it's boring. Very boring. Except when it gets insane. Then it's awesome.
Yeah.
Except when Sonny gets killed in the toll booth. Then it's awesome.
Yeah.
Except when the horse head in the bed. Then it's awesome.
There are awesome scenes in The Godfather.
Yes, there are. Anyways, my number two pick, Kick-Ass, which is, okay, very good title, first of all. When I saw that title, I was like, this looks epic. Then I realized it's actually adapted from a comic. It's adapted from a comic book by Mark Millar, who most people would probably know for writing the original comic of Wanted, which is not very much like the movie of Wanted.
No.
Now, you and I saw Wanted in the theater, and I think we both kind of had the same reaction, which was, this has very good action scenes, but it's morally bankrupt.
Morally bankrupt and very limited.
Yeah, and I'm not usually one of these hand-wringing people who's like, these movies are corrupting our youth. But Wanted was basically like, yeah, kill people, it's awesome!
Yeah, I don't know, I like the ending in a sense, because it's like, yeah, you know what have you done today, kind of like, but at the same time, it's like, so you're gonna kill people to make your ego feel better.
Yeah, but it's very, very juvenile. But, I went ahead and read a couple of issues of the comic of Kick-Ass, and it's actually really neat. It's about a guy, you know, normal sort of geeky teenage guy who decides one day he wants to be a superhero.
Always the comic fantasy.
Of course. But it's done in a kind of realistic, but it's done in a more relatable kind of way. Like, what would happen if you did just get on a costume and go around trying to help people and beat up muggers? You would get your ass kicked a lot. And that's what I would hope for with this movie. And, first of all, the Cage is in this film. And he looks like another wonderful Cage performance.
Oh.
This is the kind of thing the Cage needs to do more often, which is grow a really dirty mustache and shoot small girls while they're wearing a bulletproof vest. That's what the Cage needs to do more of. He needs to do more movies like this and Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
Okay, I like him in that. But
have you seen Bad Lieutenant?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you've seen the trailer of Bad Lieutenant.
Yes, I like the trailer a lot.
What are these fucking iguanas doing on my coffee table?
He's great for that kind of work. He's great for...
Yeah, this is why he's going to work in Kick-Ass. Same kind of idea. You know, the comics are very bloody. It looks like it's going to be followed through in the movie. I've seen the Red Band trailer. There's limbs flying all over
now,
the place.
Okay, now who's the director? Do we know?
Matthew Vaughn, who has directed a lot of things. He's most famous. Have you seen the Daniel Craig movie Layer Cake?
No, I haven't. I've
okay, have you seen
that.
Stardust?
Yes, I
okay,
have.
He directed
yes.
that. Directed that. Different tone entirely.
Oh, completely.
But good movies, Layer Cake and Stardust. So hopefully this movie's good too. Now, a couple of us unknown actors in the main roles here, because they are teenage characters. You can't really cast well-known people. You gotta cast younger people. They look okay in the trailer. I feel no objections to saying that. But certainly that could be a risk. There's also the risk of it going the way Wanted did, which is very good action scenes, plot that is completely bankrupt and makes you feel icky and want to take a shower.
Yeah.
Hopefully this kind of sticks with just being a kind of fun comic book thing with, you know, sort of somewhat of a postmodernist sense of humor, but mostly just sort of being violent and gory, but in a sort of exuberant way.
Okay, and I will let you go with your number first.
Well, no, you go ahead.
No.
Okay, number one, which was number 10 on Adam's list because he's a wussy, is The Expendables. The Expendables! Oh my, it looks so awesome. So much testosterone leaking off the screen. Okay, listen, this is bringing back the spirit of the 1980s action film.
And
really, that's what we need more of.
That's simultaneously its strength and weakness.
That is, yeah, but I mean, like, this is back when action movies were for men, not weak sissies.
Well, I
that's when, before we had to have a romance subplot in every action movie. Before CGI.
I agree with those tenets. Before all of this,
there was Commando.
I agree with this entire philosophy, but...
What's the but?
The cheese. If there is cheese, it will just...
Oh, it's going to be cheesy.
It will be stinky cheese that will just make you want to leave the room.
It's going
to
be cheesy. I don't doubt that at all. I think it'll be cheesy in an enjoyable way. Because it's a lot of... It's just... It looks like a movie... Like, every guy, every person who has testosterone in their bloodstream...
But if it takes itself too seriously, it's going to crash and burn. That's the problem.
I don't think it's going to take itself seriously. Have you seen the trailer?
Yeah.
They're saying one-liners. It's just...
I don't know. It can go... There's two ways it can go bad. It'll have way too much cheese, and it'll just be like, ah. Or it'll take itself way too seriously.
Yeah, like Rambo did.
And just be like, ah, even more. So,
yeah. But, I mean, Stallone, as much flack as that guy gets, he's a smart guy. He knows how to direct stuff. He knows how to direct an action sequence.
Yeah, I guess.
He directed Rocky Balboa, which is one of the better Rocky movies.
Yeah.
He also made Rambo, which is the best of the four Rambo movies.
Rambo.
Question mark. Rambo 5. I wish that was coming out this year, too. It would be a double dose of Stallone, but we only
just,
get...
Just Rambo.
One piece of Stallone this year.
Really, Rambo.
I like Rambo. It's a movie about mowing people down with a machine gun and also saving Burma, but mostly mowing people down with a machine gun.
I'm not going to list my multiple objections to that.
Okay, whatever. You're a weak sissy girl, Adam.
Of course.
You'll never grow up. Even people I know who are women want to see The Expendables.
Yeah, but those people are crazy. But anyway.
Yeah, but they're awesome, so there you go. It's The Expendables.
I'm not even going to list my objections, like how machine gun massacres are somehow acceptable as long as it's working
for
the right side.
As long as it's bad guys, yeah.
Yeah.
As long as it's the Burmese military wanta.
And anyway.
And they're going to do the same sort of thing here. They're breaking up the Latin American dictatorships. I'm pretty sure it's an analog for Hugo Chavez somehow.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Eric Roberts is in that movie too.
Yeah.
I love Eric Roberts. He's such a good actor. By good, I mean bad.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, sorry, your number one pick.
My number one is Inception.
Is it Inception? Okay, why is this the biggest one?
I want to see what Nolan does with this. I like movies like The Prestige, and I like The Dark Knight, and I want to see if he takes them, throws them together, throws in some crazy kind of M.C. Escher-esque visuals, and throws in a good plot, and if it comes together, it'll be a masterpiece.
Okay. Much like The Expendables will be a masterpiece. It's for real people who want to see real movies. If you love movies, you are going to go see The Expendables.
I'm scared it will just be so cheesy it will kill
but Adam,
me, or it will just...
What do you want? What do you want your action movies to be like?
I want my 90s era action movies.
Those are weak sissy girl action movies.
Okay, minus some of the peripheral crap writing and stuff, but...
Yeah, weak sissy girl action movies like Independence Day.
Oh God, don't throw Independence Day at me. That's
Independence
harsh.
Day has two good scenes. One of them is Welcome to Earth.
Yeah,
I love that. What do you want? Godzilla? No, wrong. You want is Commando. You want Rambo 3, and you want I don't know something else. Other
what about,
Cobra.
What about? Predator, what about...
I like Predator, too, but that's fine. Predator's good.
There's good action movies. I don't know.
But it's harkening back to the spirit. Like, the quote the guy said... who was it? Gary Busey. Who's in the, or not Gary Busey.
Gary Busey.
I wish Gary Busey was in this movie.
Gary Busey.
I love Gary Busey. No, I wish Gary Busey was in this movie. That would make it 100 times better. But anyway, no, not Gary Busey. What is that guy's name? Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
Dolph Lundgren, what he said about the movie is, it's an old-school, kick-ass action movie with an $80 million budget where people are shooting at each other, close-quarters combat, and fighting with knives. That's what you want.
Yeah.
What we want to see.
And you want a lighthearted...
It better be R-rated.
And you want a lighthearted humor about it.
Yes.
And that's what...
And it better have an R-rating.
And that's what it should be. I just... am scared about the cheese. I'm scared.
Did you not watch the trailer? That is my objection here.
Well, I did. I just see the potential for it to go wrong. That's the problem.
It has Somali pirates in it, Adam. Somali pirates!
Yeah, anyway.
Okay, whatever. Okay, so, that is it for us for now in this very, very long episode. But that's fine. We're giving you more than you need. More than you want. More than you could ever desire.
Yeah. It's a bargain! You get two for the price of one.
Indeed. So, next time, what do you think we should look at? What should we look at? How about Shay?
You know what? I agree with that.
Let's look at Shay. Parts 1 and 2. We'll review them in one episode. It'll be a double dose.
Yeah.
It's a Steven Soderbergh movie, the biopic about the revolutionary Che Guevara.
Yeah.
Who's currently filling up people's t-shirts worldwide.
Yeah. That disgusts me. But anyway.
ShayStore.com. Let's get free promotional material.
Yeah, let's totally.
And Adam, you're going to Cuba, so you can see how accurate it is.
Yeah, well,
Adam's going to Cuba next week.
They like him legitimately there. The thing is, you know, you take this revolutionary ideal, the idea that people should be equal, you shouldn't exploit people, and then you exploit people by putting his face on t-shirts and selling it to the masses from sweatshop labor. Like, come on.
I don't know. Shane probably kill those people wearing t-shirts.
He should. He should come back from the dead.
He should come back from the dead. But he doesn't have hands, Adam.
They'll sew them back on. It'll be like Frankenstein, except cooler. And with an awesome mustache.
And Castro's going to be like the doctor. He's like, it's alive!
Yep.
It's alive!
Yes. Although rumors and conspiracy about Castro having him sent to Bolivia to be killed notwithstanding. But anyway.
Damn, terrible radios. It didn't work. Anyways, that's what we'll be talking about. We're talking about Shay Parts 1 and 2, which forms about 4.5 hours of film altogether.
It's long.
It's a slog. But it's a slog through awesomeness.
Yeah.
Most
of it.
Most of it, yes. But we'll leave that for next week. Or next time, I should say. Okay, so for the Main Man Tell No Tales podcast, then, I am Carter Vance.
I am Adam Barrett.
And we are bidding you farewell and good dreams. And as always, email us, mainmantellnotales with dots between the words at gmail.com. And also, mainmantellnotales.blogspot.com. And thank you to Kevin McLeod for the use of his music as the opening ending theme song.